When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, boy! As we like to say in Guy Talk, hope you're having a great day. Tomorrow is Christmas. Wishing you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas. Coming up 5 o'clock in less than 15 minutes, we're going to talk about the Falcons and what's in front of them. I just saw an interesting article, by the way, Chris, about, you know, the whole Cousins thing. Everybody wants to jump the gun. And everybody thinks he's gone. Not yet. Relax. There's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and March. And it has nothing to do with Penix. I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of options and things that are going to play out. But we'll get into that, and we'll talk more about the Falcons as we start to get ready for the Commanders. What's up?
A scorching take on this.
Okay.
That I will bring to you in 15 minutes.
All right, perfect. All right, stay right there. Today was a good day at the crib. Got my wife a new car today.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And Merry Christmas. I got to tell you something. The vibe changed. It was this morning. I was like, I need you to get up. What's going on? I just need you to come downstairs. What's the matter? Can you come down and just, okay, I will in a minute. And then she got down there, right? And it's in the garage and it's waiting. And she was like, what is the deal? And I turned her around and I opened the door and she was like, and let me tell you something, fellas, that vibe completely changed. Oh my God. It was good. You did. Yes, it's yours. And the whole vibe changed. It was like, oh my. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's nice. I get it. I just want to tell you guys, whatever you're doing, and I was not sure if I wanted to do this or not. I was skeptical, but I got to give some love to the guys up there in Kennesaw who helped me out. And Leo and all you guys up there, you know who you are. I was skeptical, but I did it. Because they, and this gets back to the story, and this is what I'm getting to. Just great customer service, man. I mean, like, nothing beats great customer service. And so no matter what you're shopping for, whatever you're doing this holidays, or I'm just telling you, like, there are times, my, Turtle, where I have bought things just based on the way that people have treated me.
Huh.
Has nothing to do with the product, has nothing to do with the price, has nothing to do with any of it. It's just a matter of the interaction and how people treat you. So I will say that, but yeah, man, completely different vibe at the crib. I'm expecting a great dinner.
Wait a minute now.
What?
Is that why you're drinking a Gatorade?
What do you mean?
You hydrating? You fueling up? Carl's got a Gatorade in the studio right now.
That's where you're going.
Carl's getting his fuel on.
No,
getting
bro.
Getting those electrolytes in.
First of all, as hot as Hades is in here, is it not warm in here? I'm always complaining about usually the air conditioning being broke. It's hot as hell in here.
Carl, so you're wearing a jacket.
Yes, but I have like this isn't even a t-shirt. This is a tee. And I turned the fan on. This fan doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
All right, well, this Lasco, whatever it is, they need to get that out the studio.
Both of them don't work.
And so I'm just like, I'm warm. It has nothing to do with that. So I got a Gatorade.
So Carl
don't
got
go
a Gatorade.
Don't go there.
And he's now getting the electrolytes in.
Don't go there. But I'm just telling you, it's a different vibe at the crib. All right, that's
you know
number
we got
one.
A couple of Red Bulls in the fridge too.
I don't need any Red Bulls. I'm getting up for Santa in the morning. I don't know what you're talking about. And then the second thing is, and I see guys right now. What'd you get her? None of your business. I can hear guys right now. Look at these texts coming in. What did you get her? Mercedes? None of your business. Anyways,
doesn't matter if he got her a Suzuki off-roader.
It doesn't matter. matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's the thought behind it.
She's got a new whip.
Exactly right. It's clean, though. I got to tell you, it's clean. And then the other thing, I mentioned this. I wanted to mention this yesterday.
You going to let Frankie in there?
Will what?
In the new car. You going to let Frankie in there?
Yeah. My guess is Frankie.
Is he going to get a cute little seat?
He has one already. Frankie owns everything right now. That is until, and thank you for lead-in, for the lead-in. Until his brother gets there. So I think we've told you this. You know, when Mikey, my other dog, passed away last year, we were really in between whether we were going to get another dog. We were going to wait. And you guys know if you've been through that situation. And we went ahead and dove in, and we got Frankie, and he's great. And he's been terrific. And Frankie's like 7 months now. So we had been debating, does he need a playmate?
Mm.
And I got to tell you, we are getting one. He's not coming until, I think, in January sometime.
Well, they got to train him, right?
No, well, he's still he's a baby. Yeah. He's weeks old. But by the time we get him, I think he'll be 10 or 12 or something like that. But his name's Louie. I've already posted a picture if you want to go check it out on social media. It's the cutest thing. But Frankie is so rambunctious. It's like, this dude needs a playmate. Like, he's just incredible. So we're going to dive in. And Turtle, I know you were dog watching for a while there and doing that a while back. And you know how, you know, you saw all those different animals and how you interacted with them. But I think it's going to be good. And I only bring this up to say, like, that debate on whether you get another one or not, it's like kids. It is literally like, are we going to have another one? I don't want another one. We need another one. They can't be alone. I kept hearing that. They can't be alone. It's like, well, he kind of can be. So I'm really interested in how they're going to interact. But I'm excited about getting Louie, and he's a cutie, man. He's a cutie. So they're both Bostons, and hopefully this works out. Now, if it works out, Turtle, then that means...
No, none of this if.
Dude, you
don't know if.
You don't know. I mean,
I don't want to hear if.
Louie could come in here and be a pimp. I don't know. Like, Louie could be like, I'm claiming this toy, and this one. All that over there is yours. You don't know how they're going to play together.
They'll be fine.
I hope so.
They'll be fine.
You don't know.
Frankie's the dominant. Well, he's established.
Right now he is.
He's been home.
Louie can walk in there like Debo. I want your chain and your food.
No, he's going to walk in like Dion saying, I'm bringing luggage and it's Louie. And that's me. And I'm stepping in your trap right now and
taking over your trap. We will see. But so I was going to mention this yesterday. But we made the decision, man. And Sarah, who we're getting him from, and she's breeded Frankie as well. She has the moms. She's unbelievable. She's here in Georgia. And I just got to tell you, the folks who breed these puppies, like, they are like, to see that process and what they go through. So, Sarah, big shout out to you. You know, I don't want to give any information away, but you know who you are, and thank you for everything. But Louie's coming, man, so stay tuned for those picks. All right, I got to tell you this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get out of here, Deion Sanders and his two stars, as a matter of fact, all of his stars at Colorado are going to play in their bowl game. A lot of people are saying this is dumb. Shedeur Sanders could be the first overall pick. Travis Hunter could be the second pick in the draft. Who knows? The school took out disability insurance. Not Deion, the school. And he went to his AD, Rick George, and Rick George said, absolutely. So you're going to see all the stars in this game for Colorado play. And I got to tell you something. We've been saying, you know, guys don't want to play in bowl games and all this. And Deion said, look, we got a multitude of players that could be drafted. We want to make sure if anything happens, we're covered. You want guys to play who are not in the playoff? Schools start ponying up the money to get these kids disability insurance in case something happens. They don't walk away with nothing. These insurance policies, by the way, could pay them upwards of $15, $20 million if something is to happen in the bowl game. I think this is the way that schools are going to have to go.
It'll be the most interesting series of the game, Carl.
Both are going to play. I think they're playing the Alamo Bowl, as a matter of fact. Either way, I was a little bit surprised, but now I get it. And it allows them to play with some ease and not have to worry. Hey, we're not going to walk away and not get anything.
Those seven snaps are going to be magical, man.
You think that's all they're playing?
I'm telling you right now. They're going to play in air quotes. Oh, you betcha.
Well, if it's a blowout, that's something else. Hey, coming up, Falcon Report's on the way. What did Michael Penix do right? We got to tell you what you should be excited about moving forward. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.